Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I know this is a very fluid situation with this COVID-19 pandemic. Is a lot of information is released hourly, daily, minute by minute, you name it. And really over the next couple of days, we're going to see more of that. And we want to get some local reaction as we have Genesis Medical Center Lido Administrator Ted Rogowski with us, and also Carla Ewing, the Administrator of the Mercer County Health Department. And I guess I'll begin with a testimonial about how fortunate we are in the County of Mercer, Town of Aledo, 3,600, County of Mercer, 16,000 to have a health department and a hospital. So I guess I can say thank you first and foremost when situations like that, it really matters.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And you know what? Our collaboration is so good, and it has been so strong over the years. So we're really blessed in that regard.
And I guess that's a way to begin, is you have to have partnerships in responding to things like this. So I can assure you, people of Mercer County, this isn't the first time Ted Rogowski and Carla Ewing has had a conversation about this or anything, I'm sure.
It's absolutely
so true.
All right, so my first thing, and I guess we begin with you, Carla. What is the first thing you really need to tell people today as we talk about this issue? Because there is so much information out there on social media, your traditional form of media. So let's talk to a person that has been in the healthcare field how many years now?
Over 25.
Oh, man. You don't look that old. All right. So anyway, tell us, what's the first thing you need to tell the listening audience today?
Well, I think the first thing is to remain calm. I think this situation we know has been very fluid. A lot of things have happened even over the weekend. But following the protocols and the information given out is the first form of defense on this. And panicking does not help the situation at all. So I would say the first thing I would say is to remain calm and to get your information from reliable resources.
And we'll get to that in a second. So what would you like to add to that about what you really, if I said, Ted Rogowski, you're on talking about COVID-19, the response locally, what's the first thing you need to tell
people? Yeah, Jim, so I take it from the medical professional side, and it's really, if you do feel ill and sick, don't go rushing to our clinic. Don't go rushing to our emergency department. Pick up the phone. Make a phone call. Call your provider, your physician's office, and we will talk you through whatever symptoms you might have so we can kind of get to the root cause of why you might be ill.
And that segues into then if some of the boxes are checked, that leads to the potential of the testing. Is that right?
Sure. I mean, you know, we'll go through a criteria with you. There's a long list. We want to know, hey, have you been out of the country? Have you been in any of the five parts of the world that are on the list, level three from the CDC that says, you know, there's a travel warning out? So that's the first thing, you know, and just kind of taking that history from the patient to kind of get an understanding of what might be ailing them.
So then testing, just from a protocol standpoint, because, you know, we just hear it in passing, testing for COVID-19. So what is involved? Like, how does that work then? So you ask the questions are asked, and then if you determine that you do need a COVID-19 screening or test, is that done, is that done at the health department, the hospital, the local provider, or any and all of those places, I guess?
The best place for us to do that is in our clinic. We will actually bring you in. We'll make sure you're isolated from the rest of our patients. You know, we would ask if you have some sort of covering, you know, to cover your mouth and nose prior to coming in, but we'll mask you right away. We'll get you into a room, and then our providers will do that actual testing. Then we will call the health department, confer that testing meets the criteria that have been laid out by the state, and then that will be sent off to the state lab for testing.
All right. You want to add anything to that?
Just that we have been working closely with IDPH to make sure that, you know, we understand the protocol and that type of thing, and our CDC, our communicable disease nurses, working very hard to make sure that happens. And I know all three labs have been testing in the state, and turnaround times are pretty decent with that. So,
all right. And so we talk about information and where you get your information, and it's really tough to get a handle on that. And I don't know if we'll ever in the future ever get a handle on how we control information in situations like this, which is paramount. And I think a lot of the problems are a result of where you're getting your information from, if you're spreading that information, if it's wrong. So we have two healthcare professionals here. So where should people really, when they're trying to get some type of information regarding this? I mean, CDC, is that the site? I mean, just kind of explain where people should really get their information on this at.
The CDC is a great place to start. That's going to give, as Ted has said, it gives you a global vision of what's going on. The Illinois Department of Public Health site has some great guidance. I've actually referred several folks when we were talking about reducing the amount of, like, pancake breakfast and that kind of thing. I've been talking with a lot of folks who have been canceling events. We were pulling guidance off there to help walk them through that process as they make the decision. Those are two of the best places to get information. And I would also say that we will be pushing out information as we get it on our Facebook page. We are pushing out from CDC or IDPH only, just because we trust those sites to give us the information on social distancing, hand washing, respiratory etiquette, all of those things that we need to be practicing to keep the population as healthy and as safe as we can.
Yes, and I would just echo that, and really for maybe the comfort of our community, the IDPH is going to give you the clearest picture of what's going on in our state. Mm-hmm. You know, how fast is this spreading? You know, a lot changed over the weekend. You know, we now are shut down restaurants and bars and schools, and the reason why is because it's now spreading socially, meaning that that disease can't be traced back to a particular travel incident, and people are coming down with it, and so it's community spread. Mm-hmm. And as it gets community spread, our response will ramp up as a result.
And that's why these other precautions are the result of what we saw over the weekend.
Absolutely.
Because the community spread.
Right. And we're trying to keep it suppressed as much as we can to not overload the hospitals if they would, have cases that need treatment and that type of thing. So there is a really wise thing to, if you're sick, stay home. Please, please, please mm-hmm. stay home. If you don't have to be out and about, don't be out and about unnecessarily, especially those folks that are in that immunocompromised or elderly population, just to keep you safe. 80% of this is very mild. The result or the symptoms are very mild. We know that we want to protect especially that 20% that might be just a little bit more compromised.
So we've talked about it a lot about social distancing. Mm-hmm. And the recommendations, I heard Dr. Enzike Ngozi today mm-hmm. talk about, 6 feet, basically. Mm-hmm. We're looking at that, and, and it's always funny that when these things come up, wash your hands. Well, not only just wash your hands, like, because of this, but just, like, wash your hands in general. But it's so funny when you hear stuff like that. But, it falls back to, like, the keep it simple, stupid mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, this is, like, keep it simple. And that's pretty simple if you follow those guidelines. Or, so we talk about social distancing. The CDC, the recommendation is 50, right, for the gatherings right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the bars and restaurants, still delivery is available. Mm-hmm. And pickup, drive-through, things of that nature. But are there any other, bullet points you need to mention?
Well, I will tell you, in regard to the restaurants and the delivery, Kyle Lloyd is our licensed environmental health professional, and she's working with the restaurants locally to make sure that we understand all the guidelines on the delivery, on the pickup, that kind of thing. So she's been reaching out to restaurants early this morning, and as the state gives us more guidance, we'll push that guidance out. So, we're working very closely to get information to all of the necessary folks. We've been working with long-term care facilities, the schools, of course, all of those to try to make sure that they have everything that they need to make good decisions for them.
And I want to make sure, am I forgetting to ask you something? Because I want to make sure you get out the information you need to get out. Is there anything that you haven't mentioned that you think
I think, Jim, we hit all the critical items. This is, as you mentioned, this is a very fluid situation. It may change tomorrow. It's going to change next week. Right now, we're blessed. We have not had any cases here in the immediate Quad City or even in Mercer County, but it's close. You know, Whiteside County had a confirmed case. It's just a matter of time before it does happen, and we will continue to escalate our responses in that regard.
And I do have one thing to add. You know, Jim, this is something that we have public health emergency preparedness and the Office of Emergency Management at the Health Department. These are things that we have been planning for.
Oh, and I can attest testify to that.
You know, we always plan for the worst and hope for the best. And so we are starting to enact some of our plans now. We're working with a wonderful group of collaborators, the hospital, clinic, long-term care facilities. Everybody comes to the table and is law enforcement, emergency services, all of them. So we do a lot of preparatory work in hopes that we never have to use
it. Well, and I think, too, when you say plan for the worst, I mean, some of this is happening right now when you're expecting the worst, and you're hoping that it doesn't get to that point, but that's why some of these precautions need to take place, and people need to understand.
And it's not to frighten the community.
Yeah,
I don't mean that.
Yeah, you want to stop that. You want to limit the spread of the disease. I get that.
Right.
But it just, you know, and you when you say, act calm.
Yeah.
You know, I like hearing that from healthcare professionals. Mm-hmm. Act calm. You don't have to, like, you're just making it worse for everybody when you go out and buy 97 rolls of toilet paper for some unknown reason. You know, and we were talking about it today before coming in there. I really don't want to get into this, but it's like people see you doing that. So Jim Taylor goes to buy 97 rolls of toilet paper. Why? Well, because I think toilet paper is going to run out forever. And then you are going to say, I think Taylor's on to something. So it just, stuff like that, I'm like, when I see those pictures, I'm like, why? I mean, that's the thing where panicking over, I don't know.
And I don't say remain calm lightly. I say that really, truly, because that is the best response that we have. I understand that there's, because it's a fluid situation, and there are some unknowns, and we're waiting to hear when we're going to have it in our community, that type of thing. Let's be sober-minded. Let's get our heads about us, and let's protect each other, do the right thing, and help your neighbor out, you know, protecting them. If you're sick, stay home, distance yourself.
And wash your hands.
And wash your hands, please.
And as we wrap up, too, and I want you to go over this again, Ted, because I know this is going to come up as we go along here. There's going to be more people that, as you mentioned, think they have it or whatever. But you just can't run to the healthcare facility and say, I want tested for COVID-19. So, again, how does the protocol work? Explain that again.
And, Jim, that's a very good point to reiterate, because we are very limited on the number of tests that we can do in our state. And therefore, that's why we do have that strict protocol in place. Your physician provider will walk you through a series of questions to make sure we can try to identify appropriately those that need that test and those that are just experiencing a cold or a flu.
All right. Well, anything else before I let you leave us today?
Just very, very thankful for you allowing us to come on.
Well, and I want to make sure that we allow this opportunity 24/7. I mean, especially in these times, whatever information you want to get on, don't hesitate to get a hold of us. That's for sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one more comment, Carla, kind of stirred the thought in my head. Both of us were on calls last night with state officials. I was on a call with the governor and the leader of the IDPH. Carla was on a call later in the evening. Our response from our state officials has been tremendous.
Fantastic.
Their leadership in this effort has been fantastic, and it makes me very proud of the state of Illinois.
Absolutely. Well, that's great to hear.
Absolutely, I agree. And, just hearing what's going on over in Europe and that type of thing, and the leadership that we are seeing nation and statewide has been fantastic.
All right. We'll leave it at that. Ted Rogowski's here today, and Carla Ewing, Ted Rogowski, GMC Aledo Administrator, and Carla Ewing, Mercer County Health Department Administrator. And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.